This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I saw someone out of gas the other day on the side of the road, and it reminded me of you.
Yeah.
Saw a guy running behind a bicycle the other day. I said, oh, there's show.
I can't ride a bike.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, hard as hell to say, easy to dial, 281-222-2222. If you or any family member, any loved one, anybody that you know is injured in a car accident, or any kind of accident, not just a car accident, any kind of accident, Mokarum Injury Lawyers is the way to go, y'all. All right.
Come on, get to it.
I had a rough morning, Ron. I had a rough morning. Be honest with you, boys, it started with a late night. All right? I was up late last night. One of these flip houses, one of these little properties, working on it, getting some touch-up work, hanging some cabinet pulls on the doors. You know, that's pretty tedious work, you know. I hung from putting the mount on the wall to hanging the TV. I hung a 75-inch TV from the floor up by myself last night.
Good for you.
Picked it up, somehow caught it on the deal. I hope it's still hanging when I get home tonight. I tried to hang two mirrors in the bathroom, Ron, and when I looked up, the mirrors were crooked as hell after I'd been working on it for about 45 minutes.
You had to have somebody else looking at it, though.
Well, I went to bed about 1 a.m. Knowing I had to get up 6:30-ish, because I had to be out the door. I had to be out the door at 8 a.m. I had a 90-plus minute drive to visit a client. Our Vision Homes, this is brought to you, this Dirty's Daily. This particular episode, this story is brought to you by R Vision Homes, by the way. So I tell my wife, you see, typically when I'm going to drive like this long distance, I take one of the gas guzzlers just because I know these types of situations could come up, and I know there's gas stations everywhere. My wife says, well, the Escalade's in the shop, so she's got to take the loaner car. She's got to go get the Escalade. She's got to go take the little baby Laney. She's got to take Laney to a doctor's appointment. She's going to be driving around. I said, you know what? Take that. I'll make it work over here. I get out the door about 10 minutes late, Ron, and I look down at the battery on the EV on the Tesla, and I realize at that point as soon as I leave the house, I was in a tough spot. A little bit of a pinch. Wasn't worried about it, but a little bit of a pinch there. It was my only option, though, so I had to make it work. I figured I'd be fine as long as I keep an eye on it and I plan, right? I pull up to a beautiful, beautiful custom home, R Vision Homes custom home for this meeting. And I mean, it's beautiful. Ryan, I park the car outside the place up in Plantersville, Texas. Beautiful place, beautiful custom home. 21 miles left on the charge. All right, 21 miles left on the charge.
21 miles, Tyler.
And Ron, this is where I shouldn't say that because I go in and I have a tremendous meeting with Gretchen Rogers and my man Jimmy that's running the place in there. Gretchen owns it. Great meeting with him. And I turn to leave. Ron, they give me this bottle of tequila right here. I mean, right now I'm in hog heaven.
I hadn't seen this.
I had neither, but when it comes packaged like this, you know, that's some good stuff, right? I'm going to tell you. So at this point, I'm in hog heaven. I'm thinking, hey, it is a good morning, y'all. Got me a little client meeting. Got me a little tequila out of the deal.
21 miles.
I go to walk out the door, and I pull my phone out of my pocket. Guess what, Ron?
Dead as a doornail.
Phone's dead as a doornail. Don't know how that happened because I had it on the charger last night. It must not have charged. I just didn't. Dead on the doornail. So I turned around. I said, Gretchen. She said, yeah. I said, I got a slight problem. I said, my phone's dead. She looks at me kind of dazed, like, what's that, man? I said, well, it's the key to my car. She said, oh, I didn't know that. She's obviously not an electric vehicle gal. So I charged my phone up. And that buys me time, Ron, to get this, to tell the whole story of my Bucky's Tesla.
All right.
Okay, so I tell that story. So I see my phone behind her kind of light. I'm like, all right, let me get that phone. I'll get out of here, get out of y'all's way.
What did you get it charged?
Probably 9 or 10, maybe.
Just to get it started.
Well, just enough to get to the car, because once you get to the car, I can plug it in and we're good. So I get to the car. Boom, I pop that thing in there, and it says 21 miles. I am 19.7 or something like that away from a supercharger, which, again, would be okay. Yeah, it's not a big deal. I don't need a supercharger. I could make it. I could risk it. I have to go 65 to get there. But I'm good. At this point, I'm good on time. I'm like, I'm good. I'm fine. My wife sends me because she gets notifications that the battery's low. So she's aware that my battery's low. So she said, while I'm in this meeting, she had sent me a link, Ron, and it says, there's a Blink charger, which is kind of similar to what I charge on the deal out here. It's, in fact, the same thing that I charge out here on the parking deck. There's a Blink charger 5 miles. So I'm like, oh, easy. I need to get my notes from my meeting out of my head and onto my phone. I need to do a little show prep, do a little digging, make sure I didn't miss any breaking news. So it's okay if the charger's going to take a little bit longer to give me my 5 or 10 miles to get me my supercharger. No big deal. I'm in Plantersville, Ron. You ever been up there?
No. Certain I have.
Pretty rural. It's pretty rural. And you get outside of one of them custom home neighborhoods or one of the bigger cities, you out there now. So, but I got my Blink charger on my map. I even double check it on my phone. Make sure that's right. Plug the deal in, plug the address in. I'm like, okay, I'm good. So now I go back to looking at the map on the car. And I kick back, listen to a little music. Driving, take a left, road gets a little more narrow. I'm going away from civilization. I'm thinking, electric car charger out here, this can't be right. But it's bigger than you could imagine on this screen. Blink charger, not just a charger, Blink charger, man. This is where it's at right here. I pull up on this thing, Ron, and it is, no joke, a residential address. It's a trailer park. It's a trailer, not a trailer park, just a trailer out in the middle of nowhere on a big plot of land. And I'm thinking,
this can't be it.
This can't be it. I'm at 14 at this point. So I back this thing up. I go back out to the main drag. Well, I kick off the Tesla TV, the Tesla map, and I pull my phone out. And I'm like, well, it's giving me a different direction to a similar lot, to a similar spot. So I go up to the main drag. I'm watching my phone now. I hang a hard left, and Ron, I get about a mile back in these streets, and if I'm lying, I'm dying. The street narrowed down, and all of a sudden, the pavement ends, and it turns to dirt road. If I'm lying, I'm dying. There's 5 stray dogs staring at me. Tyler, you'd have been in hog heaven. There are 5 straight
on a dirt road.
They're staring at me, and I'm thinking,
I don't know if he'd have been in hog heaven in that situation with the 5 stray dogs.
There's no way. There's not a charger down here. So I immediately
just start
turn around.
Calling them hogs?
I wish I could. At this point, I'm scared. I'm like, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I'm not even gonna be able to get help. The only car that I'd seen in a good bit was one that was back into a driveway with a hood up, and so I'm thinking, I'm in a bad spot. So I turn around, I go back to the main drag, hang a left, I go about half a mile, boom, there's an Exxon station, old Exxon station. I pull in there, This is where it gets really good. I pull in there, Ron. Sweet little lady, probably about 50 years old, working behind a deal. I said, hey, ma'am. I said, and I know I am not an electric vehicle. I'm not in EV country.
No, I don't think you are.
I'm not. I said, ma'am, where is the nearest, you know, EV charger? She said, what's the EV? I said, electric vehicle. Charge your vehicle. I got a Tesla.
You're in bad shape soon as she said. What?
No question. Hey, Ron, she gave me this. She said, ooh, baby.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not real sure. I think Ryan may be able to help you. And this large, younger, well-built but big dude comes out of the bathroom. And I'm thinking, young? This guy's, yeah, I'd seen him at the car. He wasn't electric. He's like, man, I'm pulling up on my phone. Got about 15 miles. I said, boss, I ain't got 15 miles.
He said, that's what you had? Yeah.
Now this guy would have asked about the electric vehicle. The next guy that walks in the door that she enters into the conversation, I didn't.
She's moved to three people.
Everybody walks in the door, she's asking. This fella here was definitely driving a pickup truck, an extended cab pickup truck on big wheels that was a 4x4 with mud all over the side of it. No question about it, which I confirmed when I walked out the door. He laughed at me. He was like, yeah, okay.
Okay, we got you.
So I go back out, right? And I pull my mat back up. I'm like, my only option is this charger that I can't find two different times now. So I zoom in on the map on my phone, and it's some kind of, is it Arboretum? It's something, a name, and it's an Arboretum, which I'm,
yeah,
not,
you got it.
I'm not even real sure what that is.
It's like a nature preserve.
Okay, there you go. So I go back in. I said, ma'am, are you familiar with this Arboretum? She says, oh, that's the land that the guy that owns the Renaissance Festival owns. She says, but it's private property, and I wouldn't go back there if I was you.
Talk about some stories.
Is this your only option, though, right
this
now?
This is my only option. It's the only. I'm at this point. I'm at 10 miles, so I don't have any other.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can't even try to reach anywhere else. So I said, well, I mean, you think there's a charger back there? She said, I don't know. All I can do is tell you I wouldn't go back there, and he committed suicide last week. I said, this is where I went from mad to laughing.
He committed suicide last week.
This is where you could have led
with that, ma'am.
Sounds like the opening of an A24 horror flick I watched last night.
But again, I hate to be insensitive, but still, does he have a charger, though?
It is saying he's got a charger behind this tin fence that he's got.
There's somebody else there. Yeah.
I mean, so he ain't using it no more.
So I said, all right, ma'am, thanks. She goes, hey, baby, here's what I would do if I were you. I'd go right up his street about a mile. She said the city hall, town hall is right there. There should be a cop car in there. She said, stop in there and ask them. They may be able to help you, give you a ride somewhere, whatever it is you need. I said, okay.
Give you a ride.
So I start easing down there. Tyler, have you ever heard about this Renaissance Festival stuff?
Oh, yeah. I've been.
Have you really? There is on both sides of this highway that I'm on, Ron.
And there are stories. My
you know what a Renaissance Festival is?
Yes.
On both sides of the street, there are huge entrances like they've tried to build this Renaissance world, which I guess they had at one point. The guys committed suicide. I guess they don't
It's a seasonal thing, so they build it up real huge out on that land, and they stay there for the Renaissance Festival for like a month and a half or something.
On both sides of the street, there's big entrances. So I pull up to
that season's over.
I pull up to the front office of the Renaissance Festival, and I sit at the front gate. And I'm down to about 8 miles.
Where is the police station?
I hadn't got there yet.
Apollo has lifted his skirt.
I'm about 8 miles to empty. And I sit at this gate, and it's open, and there's people there. And I have no idea what the Renaissance Festival is. I just heard the guy committed suicide. I wouldn't go on his land.
Someone texted and said, I believe he committed suicide last month.
Okay, maybe it was a month ago, not a week ago. Maybe I missed that part.
For any listeners that maybe don't have context to this Renaissance thing, just think Game of Thrones, like a Game of Thrones world.
Yeah, well, just look it up, Renaissance Festival. They're all in costume and stuff. But I sit there at this gate, and I go, all right, his other property had a charger on it, obviously. Should I go in here and ask these people if there's a charger? And I'm thinking, I said, you know what? No, because it's behind big gates. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it.
We got to be at 9 now. Go ahead.
No, it's ticking down there. So I look down, and I'm like, I pull up next to a tire shop, and I'm like, no, that ain't it. I pass a generator wholesaler, right? And I'm thinking they've got to be able to charge this thing. Like I would think a generator place would have all the different plugs and everything.
Especially when you're down to 7.
No, at this point I'm sub 5 because I'm 3.5. I'm 3.5 miles from is it Montgomery or is it Magnolia? Magnolia? Yeah, Magnolia. I'm 3.5 miles from Magnolia, and it's telling me that it's a big light there, like the intersection. I'm thinking if I can I forget about charging the car. At this point, I'm just trying to get to people and civilization and businesses. And help, like where I can park the car and be able to tell somebody, hey, man, I'm at the Exxon station on the corner of this, and that. Like, I couldn't. So I pull up in there, Ron, and I park, and I go inside again. I said, hey, man, is there any chance? It's pretty busy. I said, is there any chance anybody around here, does anybody around here have a car charge?
What time is it by chance?
Well, at this point, it's 12:15, maybe.
Oh, and the loop confessions.
By the way, I'm talking to my cousin. I'm talking to my wife, and she is full panic mode.
Oh, I know she is.
When I hang the phone up, I'm getting 4 texts immediately. I said, hey, will you relax for a minute, please? You're making me anxious here. So I go in and ask the guy at the Exxon station / Burger King, hey, man, is there happen to be a charger anywhere around here?
Might as well grab a Whopper while you're sitting.
He says no. So I call the wife and say, hey, you got to call me. Because my Uber account on my phone is screwed up. I can't. I can't do it. So she orders my Uber. By the way, the Exxon station Burger King on 1488 in Magnolia, right there at that intersection, FM 1488, whatever the other number is. And she says, all right, the Uber's going to be there. Leave the card, the key, which is the key, somewhere outside the car, underneath the car or something, so the tow truck driver can get to it. I said, okay. I put it under the dang windshield wiper. I just stuck it on the windshield. I said, hell with it. Ron, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I step outside because I sat in the car, and if you sit in it, the AC comes on and the radio comes on and everything, and it chewed up a mile of my battery.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.